Good morning. Right now, it's 19 minutes after the hour. I have to let you know that I'm stunned with disbelief. I had no idea that Hatch Green Chilies had proliferated themselves into our society at the level of which they have proliferated.
Yeah. They're extremely popular.
First of all, let's welcome to the program Director of Health and Wellness United Family Stores, Robin Hawkins. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, whatever you stroke in here, it's like a cooking show. But let me say this. First of all, I was sitting in a Hatch, okay? Everybody says Hatch, and a lot of people don't know what's the big deal about it. What is Hatch? Laura, Laura's got the answer.
Yeah, it's a place in New Mexico. It's a little town in New Mexico where in this area is where the most famous green and red chilies are grown.
Correct.
So I guess that's why that's where you drive by and they have all the chili ristas hanging on the side of the road and stuff like that.
But, yeah, you could see that.
Okay, so it's Hatch Green Chili Time at United. So what they're doing, you can see them. They've been setting the roasters up. Mm-hmm. You know, out in front of the stores. And when you walk in, it's kind of cool because it smells really good. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea. Now, you know, I've eaten, you know, green chilies. But I had no idea that there was green chili white wine and green chili red wine and green chili pound
cake.
Actually,
it's a red chili wine.
Oh, red chili wine. Excuse me. Okay, so it's red chili, green chili wine.
Anyway, you can put chilies in just about anything and boost the taste. Well, maybe not chocolate cake. I don't know.
I don't know.
You should try the pound cake. You should try the green chili pound cake.
Green chilies and mm-hmm. pound cake.
We make this in our bakery. Mm-hmm. I also brought green chili tortillas. We have some, and then we have green chili in our guacamole right now we're making in stores. You can get that. All I got to do is look for the big yellow sticker that says Hatch Chili. Also brought some green chili cheese. It's green. It's Hatch season. So it's kind of a short season, and it's the very beginning. And we will start roasting this weekend in our stores. All of our stores will be roasting on Saturday and Sunday this weekend and next weekend. So you can just go get all your chilies roasted. And like what we do is we just buy a case, and then we freeze them. And then all through the winter, we'll use them. We'll throw them in stew. Throw them in meatloaf. You can put them in anything.
Wow, you can even put them in pound cake. This is good.
Yes.
Who knew?
Why don't you pass that over here? Let me check that out.
There's also green chili.
Just take my word for it.
Cornbread in our stores, which is great. That's another great item you can put with stew.
Yeah, that's really good.
That sounds like it's really good.
It's a little hot right now for stew, but later on in the winter, it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you think? Isn't that good?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I never knew that green chilies and pound cake would go together. This is very good. Now, this is available at United. You can just buy
It's in the bakery.
A package of this.
Mm-hmm. It's in our bakeries.
Mm. Pound cake with an afterburner.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me how you cook with the chilies. Like you said, you get them.
I get them roasted. And then the skin's going to kind of peel off. It's like really thin, like paper. And I just run it under water, kind of wash off the brown part. And then you'll have a chili. And you can take the seeds out if you want. You can cut it open. You cut off the stem. You can rinse out the seeds if you want. Or sometimes people like seeds for the texture. It's not really like a jalapeno where the seeds are really hot. But sometimes it's good and stewed. I just throw the whole thing in there. And then I just cut them up. Like anytime you have a recipe that would call for canned green chilies, use fresh. And it has a much more vivid flavor.
Yeah. Go ahead and now Laura's a wine connoisseur, as it may be. Go ahead and pour her a spot of the red chili wine and the green chili wine, and we'll kind of get the play by play and the color on that.
Which one you want?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll try the.
I think she'll have both.
Is there a dip? Just let me try the green one first. Oh, not that much.
Oh.
Whoa.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hello, Vietnam. Yeah. So what are you thinking?
That's pretty good.
Is it hot?
It's very refreshing. No. No. Not yet. I'm waiting. Waiting. No, it's not.
I'm just waiting for you to fall out of the chair.
And that's the great thing about green chilies. They just add a lot of flavor, but not a lot of heat.
Right.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's just a very light taste.
Mm-hmm. So, how long does it take to make green chili or red chili wine? I mean, is it, you know?
No. It's probably the same as any other wine. I mean, they're just flavoring. They're just probably adding chilies when they're mixing the grapes and stuff. Yeah. And then we have a lot of items in our store made with green chilies. We have green chili meatloaf. There's all kinds. And you can go to any of our websites and just look for the green chili, Hatch Green Chili emblem, and click on that, and it'll bring up a list of the items we have in our stores with green chilies.
All right. I'm going to be like Kathy Lee and Hoda here. Let me try some of that red wine. This is the green chili.
Just give her the
one.
Bottle.
This is the red.
Right now, while you're doing that, I see that you popped open the green chili dip.
Yes, this is guacamole, just like the guacamole we make in our stores. But right now, we're adding we have some with the Hatch green chilies.
So, are you making this dip yourself?
And yes, we make it fresh in our stores.
Nice.
Okay, I'm thinking I might like the red chili wine better. But I'm I just like red wines better. But they're both very good. This would be a fun thing to have at a party.
Didn't Jimmy Buffett sing a song that, I love red chili wine?
I have no idea.
Pass that dip, would you?
Oh, yes. And one of my favorite things to do with a fresh roasted green chili is to make a hamburger. You can make it with lean hamburger meat, or even a turkey burger, and then just lay a real thin slice of Monterey Jack cheese on top of it. And then just once you get your chili and you rinse out the seeds, just lay your chili. They'll cover your whole burger, and just right before your burger's done, and then you have a green chili hamburger.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
That would be good. So. Where do we get the roasted ones in the store? Do we just go to the produce section and that's where they are?
Well, they'll be roasting them out in front of our stores.
Oh, right outside the store.
Yeah, you'll be able to smell it as soon as you pull up. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, this weekend and next weekend.
Mm.
All day long.
How's the guacamole?
Oh, man.
Is it good?
I'm going to have to check that out. It's really good stuff. All right, in the break... When we hit the bottom of the hour, the people from the control room are going to be cruising in here and checking some of this stuff out.
Right. We're going to have to share.
Oh, man. Okay, so are there any other recipes that that you have that you've used or that you use green chilies in at home?
Yes, you can put green chilies in everything. We actually have, if you go to any of our web pages, United Market Street or united.com, we actually have recipes on Pinterest. Like I did a Mexican casserole with fresh green chilies. I put on the Pinterest. Some people made biscuits and gravy with green chilies. I know it's not the healthiest item, but you can put green chilies in just about anything. Like I said, soup, flavor anything. Flavor your chicken and rice recipe. Green chilies. Green chilies are just like a staple at my house.
And I'm looking at a website here that says that some of your daily vitamins can come from chilies. They have compounds in them to help with weight loss and pain reduction.
It's the capsaicin.
And by the way, they are fruits, not vegetables.
Really?
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Because the seeds inside?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a great idea for my mom. My mom makes absolutely the best King Ranch chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These would be awesome on top.
Oh, yes. Or cut up inside. She probably puts a can of green chilies in there already. Yeah, yeah. She's fresh.
Well, we have to segregate our King Ranch because my daughter likes them without the chilies.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I think that the roasted chilies would be awesome. I'm dying to try the cheese, too. But, all right, so... how much do these chilies cost? We've talked about everything else except how much do they cost. Do we know?
We don't charge any extra for roasting, just whatever the cost is of them in the store right now. And I apologize. I don't know that. Per pound.
That's okay.
Whatever
I mean,
it is, it's well
you're
worth it.
You're a director of health and wellness. You know, you're not a cashier.
I apologize. I should know that.
You're fine. All right, Robin Hawkins.
Well, they're good for you, so get your family eating... Green chilies.
Flavor your food. Flavor your food with local.
Hatch Green Chilies at the United Family of Stores this weekend.